Would you stand tonight? I'm just going to read one verse, Isaiah 59. I didn't tell you the chapter. Isaiah 59. Let's pray before we read, and we will read before we're seated. That's for those of us that were here Wednesday night. But let's pray, and as we pray over the word this evening, let's pray for these that are sick and others that need our help. Amen. You know, time is passing. We've come tonight, great crowd, been good singing, great instruction and exhortations given. There should yet be something in our hearts that cries out and says, oh God, we don't want to leave here until we've had a fresh touch, a fresh encounter, and our hearts have been changed. Amen. Could we do that across the building? Would you just cry out to the Lord with me? Father, we're here tonight. Lord, we need your help. We need your enablement. We need you to move on these that are sick. Lord, we need you to move in this house. We need you to do eternal things in our hearts and our lives. God, we need strength from heaven. Jesus be glorified. Holy Spirit, find an open vessel. Holy Spirit, find a willing heart. Holy Spirit, find a channel, Lord, you can pour yourself through. Lord, anoint your word tonight. Anoint what is shared from your word. Lord, I pray that you'd move mightily with your spirit. God, shut up my heart to the truth. Oh, eternal spirit. God, lift the burden tonight. Lord, encourage a discouraged heart. Lord, strengthen the weak. God, I pray and fill the empty. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Let's read. We're going to read just one verse tonight. And it's not my goal to exposit, but to share a thought that is heavy on my heart tonight. And so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. You could quote it with me, perhaps you'd like. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I would like a really catchy title tonight, but I don't have one. But I would just want to encapsulate what the burden of the text is tonight, and I'd like to entitle it, The Only Answer to the Evil. The Only Answer to the Evil. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. The only answer to the evil. Those of you that are familiar with Scripture, you have found through your years of serving God that this Scripture gives you a rush of hope, does it not? Isn't there a wonderful ring of hope to that verse? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. And I tonight want to use the imagery of this verse to share what's both a correct and incorrect understanding of the verse. And yet in both of those instances, there's a message to us tonight. Amen. I believe you would agree with me that our land has been flooded with a rising and rushing tide of evil. Its blackness, its darkness, its lawlessness, its godlessness, its sinfulness, and it's darkened our land. It's darkened, Brother Michael. It's darkened our land as it has rushed and rolled across through our land, through our schools, through our government, through our homes, through our people's hearts. There has been this inundation, this flooding, this rushing, rising tide of evil, like the rolling, churning, filthy, brown floodwaters that we have seen in the news, that when the river gets out of its banks, this flood is like the overflowing sewer pipe that pumps filth and sewage out onto a green lawn. Amen. This flood is like the spread of a disease, like Ebola, and everything in its path, it leaves devastated and sick. It's like the swarming of an insect infestation that sweeps across the land. It's like the marching of a foreign invading army. It's a flood. It's a flood. It's on the move. It's on the rise. It's on the spread. And there's only one answer to it. There's only one thing that'll stop it. There's only one thing that can turn it back. And that is the Holy Spirit of God Almighty. The only answer to the rising tide of evil sweeping America is the moving of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And that moving doesn't start out there. That moving starts right here amongst the people of God. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. That flood is evil. We need the holy. That flood is impure. We need the holy. That flood is filth. We need the holy. How many's glad in the midst of all the filth, all the ungodliness, all the how many is glad there is a Holy Spirit? Oh, hallelujah. I said he's a Holy Spirit. He's everything this world is void of. He's everything this world is lack. He is the opposite of what we see out there. He is the Holy Spirit of God. America, from the leaders on down, seem drunken on two things: immorality and insanity. That's the only way you can look at it. As you look at our world, it's they call good evil and evil good. They've got a huge dose of insanity and immorality. And I don't think you can divide the one from the other. Even that's what evil always is. It's insane. It's immoral. Amen. A man makes himself into a woman, and a woman makes herself into a man, and they get married and want to have a child. Amen. All the concessions in the schools for every type of perversion and degradation, the killing of unborn children. Amen. The crazy decisions that are made that only makes matters worse for the home and for the country. It's insanity. It's immorality. It's sweeping the land. And we could call this flood by a lot of names, but I think one name for it is ugly. Ugly. When I see what sin does, when I see the degradation, when I see the destruction, there's only one word for it: ugly, 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 ugly. Oh, but anybody that's been in a service with the moving of the Holy Spirit, you know there's nothing ugly about that. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Even the sweep of evil, it's sadness, it's emptiness, it tears down, it's discouragement. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's always encouragement. There's hope. That flood is dark, but that Spirit brings a light. Hallelujah. I said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up. And it's the only thing. He's the only one who can lift up a standard against it. That's the world that we live in. The question begs to be answered. Would we be seeing such evil in the land if the church had truly shined the light, truly been the city on the hill? Would we experience such depravity in America had the church truly been the salt instead of losing her savor and trying to emulate the world? Amen. Would there be such an onrush of evil if the church were experiencing an outpour of the Holy Spirit? I'm just trying to say we're one local expression of the church. But I think as we look at our land and we see the destruction, we see the insanity, we see the immorality, I think the church has a question. And the question is, are we just going to allow that flood to sweep through our land until it's swept into our very homes, swept into our very three marriages swept our young people away? Are we just going to allow it to continue to roil and to sweep its destruction? Or will there be birthed in our hearts something that begins to cry out and say, oh, Spirit of the Lord, move afresh. Spirit of the Lord, we've got to have your moving. Spirit of the Lord, raise up a standard against evil. I told you once before in the message, the Spirit of the Lord's not going to come from out there. It's going to come from the people of God. Hallelujah. How many have something in your heart that's crying out? Oh, Spirit of the Lord, move afresh. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Amen. I'm not trying to be alarmist. Amen. But young people, as a youth group, it's a decision time. Are we going to continue to allow the flood that's sweeping away the young people of the world, destroying the young lives? Or are we going to let that flood continue to sweep in? It's worked at the periphery, but it's sweeping in. Are we going to let that flood come until it inundates and swamps and drowns more of our young people, sweeps away all kind of purity, any kind of purity, any kind of right living, any kind of right? Are we going to just let the flood just sweep through the youth group, its destruction? Or is the youth group going to get together and as a youth group begin to call out, oh, Spirit of God, we've heard about it. We've had grandma and grandpa and mom and dad testify. But oh God, send us a move of the Holy Spirit that stops right here that evil flood and gives us the power in this world to be victorious over the wickedness and degradation. It is a time to answer that question. And in answering it, we have this promise. Can we look at the verse here? I'm going to take a breath, but I want us to look at this verse one more time. I'm going to be honest with you tonight and tell you that both the translation of this verse and the interpretation of the verse has been debated for years, and it's a little more involved than this. But I'm going to show you in simplicity what the debate is and what the discussion is, and it involves those words in, or the words like a flood, like a flood. Bible scholars through the ages have been debating this, and I'm just going to oversimplify it perhaps, but here it is. Some say that what God is saying is when the enemy comes in like a flood. I said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Others say, no, what it's saying is when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him. Let me illustrate that one more time. I still got the energy tonight. The first is when the enemy, here, I'm the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. The other is when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Here's what I believe. I believe we got something to learn from either of those. And there may be more weight behind the latter expression than the former one. But if you read through Scripture, both of those are true. We have instances that show the enemy coming in like a flood. And we have instances where God comes in like a flood. Oh, I'm going to tell you, one day His glory is going to fill the earth like the waters covering a sea. Glory to God. I believe either one of those are true. And so just briefly, I want to look at both of those as we conclude this service. Amen. First of all, I want to look at it this way. When the enemy shall come in like a flood. I've been preaching that. The enemy comes in like a flood. Oh, but the Spirit lifts up a standard against him. What's that word standard? That was the flag and the pennant of the army. Amen. Around that pennant was the general and the king. What happened? You wanted to attack, went to attack the enemy, and that pennant led the attack. Isn't that right? The men, the army, matched their ranks around that pennant. pennant around that flag and all the army that marked for them, that marked the battle line, that marked the encounter with the enemy. Here comes in the enemy like a flood. He looks unstoppable, but the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, he comes and plants the standard of the Lord where the King dwells and say, right here, amen, you can come no further. Here's a battle line. We're not letting you come in and run over us. We're going to fight. We're standing against you. I'm telling you, every time the Holy Spirit moves, that's what happens. Amen. The standard of the Lord is lifted up. Amen. And the battle's not yours. It's mine, saith the Lord. I know the enemy's come in like a flood. Hallelujah. But we got the armies of God behind us. The King of Kings and the Spirit lifting up the standard against him. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. In the New Testament, Paul said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Here he comes. Here comes the flood of the Antichrist. He's already at work. Amen. And he who will now letteth will let until he be taken away. In other words, the mystery of iniquity has swept in. Oh, but the church, filled with the Holy Spirit, says, no, you're not coming any further. You may be at work in our world. You may be sweeping that land. Oh, but you're not coming. I'm telling you, that's what church's role is, to let the Spirit within them arise. I said, arise to confront the evil of the land. Hallelujah. I read a sad story in Reader's Digest this month, and that story was about a family here in Ohio somewhere. It began to rain very hard, just a torrential downpour, and they heard water running in the basement, and they went up, and along one side of the basement, water was trickling in and getting on their goods. And so mom and dad were in the basement, and they began to move the goods to the other side of the basement that was higher to get them away from the water damage. And they had been taking loads that just got everything moved, and they were standing there looking, and at that moment that whole wall caved in, and torrential amounts of water flooded in so quickly they couldn't even take a step. It filled the whole basement up and pushed their heads up against the floor joists, and they just had very minuscule areas to hold their nose and get breath. Long story short, they called to the kids. The kids got the neighbors, and they cut a hole in the floor and was able to pull them out one at a time. But I got to thinking how awful that must have been. Here they thought there was just a trickle, and all of a sudden thought all their goods were safe, but all of a sudden what they thought was just a trickle became a flood. That's what floods do. They knock down the walls, they knock down the barriers, and that flood came in and almost took their lives. And you know, there's been a long time, Brother Ryan, we've said, look at the trickle, look at the trickle, look at the trickle, look at a trickle here, and one of the young people and one of the family. But I'm telling you, it's no longer a trickle, it's a flood. I said, it's a flood. And the flood knocks walls down. That's what a flood does. It pushes up against the dam, pushes up against the dam, pushes up against the dam until it cracks. And when the dam breaks, here comes the flood. Amen. Amen. That enemy's been at work. He's pushed against every barrier. I said, he's pushed against every barrier. And finally, he's destroyed the barriers in our land. Amen. We had laws against killing. Now we kill babies. We've had laws against perversion. But the flood has broken through the barriers. I'm telling you, that's about the thing about a flood. It's swift. It's sudden. Amen. Can you imagine how quickly same-sex marriage has swept through our states? Something you thought you would never see. But the flood hit against the barrier. The flood. And suddenly, the trickle broke through with a mighty flood. Oh, what an awful thing. Sudden and destruction, inundating, drowning, breaking down. Amen. I want to tell you, let's not forget about this. One word says it all. Go back to our verse 19. The thing about this flood, first and foremost, it is an enemy. This world is not our friend. It's anti-righteousness. It's anti-godliness. It's anti-holiness. It's anti-God. It's anti-Christ. It's anti-church. It's anti-family. It's anti-marriage. It's anti-anything good, anything holy. It is an enemy. Why should the church treat as a friend that which is an enemy of God? And James makes no mistake, young person class, if any man would be a friend of this world, he is an enemy of God. Here's a flood of the enemy in the land. The only answer to the flood out there is a downpour in here. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I got to go on, but let me tell you. I just told you. That's what floods do. Floods hit up against a barrier till they break through. And when they break through, there's destruction. We've seen that in the laws of our land. Butting up against the barrier. Butting up against the standard. Until they break through. And oh, that enemy has progressed. But I want to tell you something. There's one barrier. Hear me across me. There's one barrier that the flood of the enemy cannot break through. Oh, the flood is sweeping. Come on, you be the flood just a minute. Breaking down every barrier. But the Spirit has lifted up a standard. You can go no further. You've come in like a flood, you enemy. But you can go no further. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We're not getting a theological debate about baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe from start to finish. Amen. If you get saved, it's a work of the Holy Spirit. But I want to tell you, the enemy, he can destroy. He can advance. He can ruin. And he can. But if you let the Holy Spirit work in your life, the Holy Spirit work in your mind. Amen. The enemy, he cannot come in against the Spirit-filled, Spirit-led life. Walk in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, how aren't you glad to know that? I know you've watched the enemy come in like a flood, but I'm telling you, he can't get through the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And so we have it. The enemy comes in like a flood. Oh, but there's another thing I believe it's saying. When the enemy comes in, walk slowly, and I'll bring you forward in just a minute. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. The Spirit is the wind of God, and God has used his wind to back up waters. Didn't he do that at the Red Sea? Didn't he do that at Jordan? Oh, hallelujah. The enemy's coming in like a flood, Brother David. But the Spirit, the wind, that's what the Spirit is. It's the wind of God. The wind of God can back up the waters. It's the wind that drives the enemy back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so come real slowly. Here's the enemy like a marching army, bent on conquering, enslaving, spoiling. Amen. Amen. Destroying everything in its path. Thousands and thousands of them. Amen. They're all army men. But if you look down from the mountain, it looks like a flood that's pouring into the valley and through the valley. It looks unstoppable. And they're marching on. Amen. Do a little marching. They're marching on. And they look like they're invincible. But all of a sudden, the wind of God begins to blow. And like a flood, it rushes against the enemy. And the enemy's advance is stopped. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Evil looks unstoppable. It's not unstoppable. The Spirit of the Lord can come in like a flood. Amen. What is that Acts 2:4? And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of them of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. How many like the Spirit to come in like a flood? Hallelujah. Let's worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Music, would you come? The advance has been stopped. The army has been decimated. The danger has been removed. Hallelujah. Let me give you two illustrations. Peter and John, all they did was heal a man that was lame. And here comes in the enemy. The high priest sent out the guardsmen and they gathered up those fishermen and bound them, threw them in prison, said, "We'll take care of you in the morning." In the morning before that high council, the Sanhedrin, and all the high priests, they dragged out Peter and John in front of all the people and said, "We want to ask you something." I mean, that's a scary place to be in. Wasn't a friendly eye there, hardly. Everybody was against him. All the Sanhedrin, all the Jewish leaders, all the Jewish scholars. "Why are you preaching this? And whose authority did you work this miracle?" Never should have asked that question. Peter said, "I'll tell you." Amen. But before Peter ever opened his mouth, surrounded by the enemy, the scripture says, and Peter, filled with the Spirit, said, "I'll tell you whose name. It was the name of Jesus. You thought the stone was worthless and you threw it away, but it's become the chief cornerstone. Neither is there any name under heaven given among men whereby," where's all this stuff coming from? Well, the enemy had come. The enemy had incarcerated them. The enemy had bound him, and he is standing. Peter's standing in front of the enemy. And so here comes the Spirit, and Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, withstood the evil counsel around him. Here's Paul and Barnabas just trying to preach. Got to the Isle of Paphos. Went through the island. Preaching came. Sergius Paulus. He's the governor. He's the government official of that island for the Romans. Paul gets an audience with him, begins to share the gospel of Christ. But in the court, in that room that day, was a magician. Amen. Elymas, he's got another name, Bar-Jesus. But he began to withstand Paul. I don't know if he was talking while Paul was preaching. I don't know if he was cutting Paul down. I don't know if he was openly just saying things against what Paul was preaching. I don't know what all the extent was, but he was trying, like an enemy, to come against the gospel. And Paul keeps preaching for a moment, but then the Bible says, and Paul, filled with the Spirit. I'm telling you, that's what was happening. Elymas was that enemy that came in to withstand the gospel. And because the enemy had come in, the Holy Spirit came into Paul and lifted up a standard. And Paul said, "You're a man of subtlety. You're a man of deception. Who do you think you are to resist the gospel of Jesus Christ? You are going to be blind from this day for a period of time." Oh, that was the Spirit lifting up a standard. And it didn't stop there. When the governor of that city, when he saw what had just taken place, he saw the enemy. He saw Elymas. But he saw when the Spirit filled Paul to resist him. When that governor saw that, when that deputy saw that, the Bible said he was a convert. He was converted to Jesus Christ. Elymas didn't want that deputy to get saved, but the Spirit lifted up a standard. I want to tell you, you've seen it maybe happen in your home. You might have seen it happen in your life as an individual. You may have seen it happen to your friends and loved ones. You've seen the enemy come in. Wouldn't you like to have the Spirit of the Lord rush and fill you to stop that enemy? Would you stand across the building? Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to come if you've seen the enemy flood in and you don't want to let him. You want the Spirit of the Lord to lift up a standard against him. I want you to come and stand tonight. I believe the Spirit's going to rush into you. Did you know that can happen? Did you know the Spirit of the Lord can rush into you tonight? The enemy's come in like a flood, but the Spirit
of the Lord can rush through you. Come ahead like these are doing. Lift your heart and hands. Say, I want to be filled with the Spirit. I want the Spirit to raise up a standard. Oh, yes, let him do it.
Like a hot burning fire, consume us. Oh, Lord, touch us and make us like you.
You've watched the enemy flood into your life. You've watched the enemy flood into your family. You've watched the enemy flood in and wreck destruction. Let the Spirit rush into your soul.
Oh,
Holy Spirit, pour yourself through us. Holy Spirit, pour yourself through us.